We're going to turn Tanya Batt loose because she's got this amazing thing organised for next Saturday. This is the Waikiki Local Board funded Christmas event. Kia ora, Tanya. Welcome to the studio. Thank you. Tanya's actually, just before I even let her speak, I'm going to just thank her for coming up from the market where she's incredibly busy this morning, but she's given us 10 or so minutes. Thanks, Tanya.
Kia ora. It's nice to be here. Always nice. It's a nice opportunity to sit down and have some quiet time.
Quiet time. Okay, well, we won't tell her she's actually going out to the whole island. but Tanya, you've been part of Christmas on Waiheke for some years now, and this seems to be an evolving event, and this year it seems to have got bigger, brighter and more Christmassy than ever.
Yeah, this particular event, I'm really interested in the stories that underpin the celebrations that are part of our culture and our society.
Yep.
But also
how they cross cultures as
well.
Yes,
across cultures as well. What we inherit and what was here and how those two things fuse together.
Yeah, and how the cultures in New Zealand, Aotearoa New Zealand today, have influenced our celebration of Christmas as well.
That's right. Mm. So, and sadly, often we've lost the stories that are actually associated with our celebrations. And for me, that leaves a kind of an aching gap for just materialism.
Yeah.
And I think, sadly...
Nicely put.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of people you find have an aversion to Christmas, and I think that comes from the kind of frenetic materialism of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whereas
that's exactly why people go off Christmas.
Yeah, and whereas if we actually got back to the core of what these sorts of celebrations are about, maybe we could find some solace in them rather than kind of
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, there's the birth of Jesus story. That's the heart of it all.
That's right. That's the Christian story. And, of course, the Christmas celebration was placed on the back of the solstice celebration.
Indeed.
Which would have been a winter solstice celebration.
Yep, absolutely.
In the north. And down here it's our summer solstice. And so this ties in with the story of Tamanui Te Rā making his journey back to his summer wife, Hini Raumati.
Ah.
So there's all kinds of interesting stories. And,
of course,
the ocean... The pohutukawa trees, the beach, are a really big part of our summer celebration here on Waiheke.
You're looking a bit like a pohutukawa flower this morning yourself, Tanya.
Yes, I'm trying hard to blend in with the environment.
Last year's pohutukawa were extraordinary. I don't get the same sense this year, but they are very different seasonally, aren't they?
I think so, but I've actually already seen them out in several places, which would indicate a hot summer ahead, apparently.
Apparently, and Kato Kofata, bless his resting soul, told me once... all I know about the pohutukawa, Greg, is that when the pohutukawa are early and strong, the kina are fat and sweet.
Ah.
That's a nice story, eh?
It is.
Yeah. So next Saturday, which is the 30th of November.
Mm-hmm. It's like Christmas Eve, as in the night, the day before the Christmas month.
Quite right. but too close to Christmas is crazy. I haven't got time for anything in the 2 weeks before Christmas, but I think the 30th of November is a great day to get in the mood. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. in Oniroa, the Path of Christmas is called. Te Ara Kirime, Kiri Himete. That's the Path of Christmas because it's a journey through your various events.
That's right. It's an opportunity to kind of casually and strollfully, I think I've just...
Strollfully. Gorgeous.
Strollfully enjoy our environment. We kind of tend to habituate to our environments, don't we? So this is a chance to kind of walk through Oniroa, which has always been the place where we've traditionally had our Christmas celebrations.
Our community Christmas party,
yes.
That's right. We almost have to reclaim it from the tourists.
Well... They're invited to join us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be divisive.
Everybody's welcome.
That's the kind of, that's one of the kind of messages of Christmas, isn't it?
Indeed.
Tolerance and inclusiveness,
I metaphorically slap my hand. But let's go through some of the amazing things that are arranged. Eco-gift making, I think that'll be very popular with kids who have got things to make for family members for Christmas and who don't want to spend a lot of money, but also, and young people seem to be far more conscious about the environment than old people at the moment. This is an incredible story going around about Greta Thunberg being a time traveller now.
Right.
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, they found a photo of her from 1870, a young girl who looks identical. So there's a lovely but not serious story about Greta actually having come from the future or the past to try and help us save the planet.
Sounds like a great novel for someone
to
write.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. So eco-gift making where all of us, but I imagine it'll be popular with kids, we'll get in there and do some eco-gifts.
Yeah, I mean, the event is family-focused and that's in the the broadest sense of families, families with children, families without children. But the actual path, if you want
blended
to complete
families,
the... That's right, blended families.
Mooled families, pureed right. families.
Yes, yeah, it can be the you and your duck. But,
right, now who's got a family member who's a duck that came from somewhere?
Well, Lunig. Didn't
oh,
he was always
oh,
he was
well
had
done,
the duck
well
in there.
Done.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So if you want to actually do the whole path, at 4 o'clock you come up to the Sustainability Centre and there is, as you've said, the wonderful opportunity to make some eco Christmas gifts.
That's at the Sustainability Centre, which, if you like, is the kickoff spot.
Yep, and there's a several other things happening there as well.
Cookie baking?
Yeah, that's the wonderful Kathy Voiles, who heads the Pie Conscious team.
You know, I'm really pleased to see that cookie making because I've seen so, in Auckland, where I go every day, unfortunately, you see so much of those horrible commercial cookies, not mentioning brands, but that are pushed on companies and people at Christmas time. So homemade cookies.
Homemade cookies. And this is an opportunity to participate in random acts of kindness because it's a bake it forward. So you might have come across the concept where you go into a cafe and you pay for a coffee or a drink for someone. So you create a cookie and write a message on it and you leave it for the next person who comes and you receive a cookie from
the
somebody
previous
else's previous
nice.
Effort. So,
nice.
You know, because sometimes, and it's easy, certainly for children, you know, when you ask them about Christmas, a lot of their focus is on Santa and getting stuff.
Yeah.
But to actually look at the joys of giving as well.
Yeah,
yeah
nice.
So
there's a Christmas tree competition.
Yes.
So how do you win that? Is it the tallest, the prettiest, the greenest,
well,
the most native? We've had a native Christmas tree in our house for a good 15 years now.
Well, we are very open to the interpretation of Christmas tree because, of course, we have our puhutukawa and then we have the traditional Christmas tree, though I've heard a little bit of commentary on the social media pages about proper trees. Apparently the Douglas pine is the true, not the kind of sticky out more radius.
I can feel snow coming already.
This is right. Those people who are kind of still deeply immersed in the northern tradition
right.
cannot get the tree of their choice. But yes, we've encouraged the local businesses to make a Christmas tree. It could be a tree.
Who's judging that?
The community.
No, so it's people's vote.
It's the people's vote.
Nice.
So as part of the event, people get to go down into that little forest land. And we put the call out there if anyone is interested in making a Christmas tree because the winning tree voted by the community, the winners actually get to choose who they will give a prize pool to. So again, it's this idea
sort of paying it forward again.
Paying it forward again. So
so they could choose an island organisation or...
Yeah, that's right. A not-for-profit or a charity, basically, you know. Okay.
Tell us about these homegrown Christmas movies, which I believe start with something that island kids have done.
Yes, that's a project that was leading into the festival, and there's been a couple of those. There's also the Great Knit Before Christmas, the Knitted Christmas Tree.
Yep.
But this one involves five educational groups. There's the Talking Tree Hill group, there's the Waiheke Kindergarten, Waiheke Primary, the Friday morning art class at the Adult Learning Centre, and the children from the Awa Awaroa Eco Village.
I'd just like to point out here, Tanya has no notes. She just has an amazing memory. All five correctly named. Brilliant.
So we went to visit them with my little story house. Some people have probably seen that in action, either off the back of my bicycle or the little beautiful painted houses. Ingrid Berzin's painted one of them up for me.
Yep.
And I asked them to think about what Christmas meant for them here on Waiheke and to create kind of an indigenous Waiheshan Christmas story.
Nice.
And they range from highly comic to... just quite poignant, actually.
Yeah, genuinely poignant.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
interactive games and street performers. That sounds de rigueur for you.
Oh, yes. I'm really looking forward to this, but I wish I could actually do it. I mean, really, I think probably at the heart of these things, you create these sorts, you create things that you would want to be part of.
Of course, yes,
so,
of course.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, I'm talking to various performers and kind of thinking, gee, I wish I could do that. So we've got the Waiheke Comedy Club. They've got together the reindeer auditions.
They get great raps, the Waiheke Comedy Club.
Apparently they did an amazing show last
Tuesday.
I heard that.
Yeah. People talking about it.
Yeah.
Still laughing on the ferry 3 days later.
That's great.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so this should be a good laugh. So you can come along. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like, what's your reindeer name? Sort of, as in, there's other variants of that, which I won't go into because this is a family
show.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, and I'm not sure what they'll have in mind to get people to do in order to demonstrate why you should be part of Santa's team, but I'm sure that's going to be pretty entertaining.
Yes, indeed.
The red shed crew who have this wonderful assortment of musical instruments, and they've actually brought them to the parade the last couple of years, and they get a little bit lost in the bigness of the parade.
Yeah, sure.
So they're going to be down in Onioroa, and they're going to create music to accompany people across the pedestrian path.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that nice too?
Isn't that nice? Right? You'll sort of be piped across the...
That's right. Oh. And, you know, maybe people will do silly walks or, you know...
I encourage silly walking.
Across, just to infuriate people who are racing to get to the ferry.
You know, if you're late for the ferry, you're late for the ferry.
That's great. That's right. We should definitely make like a shirt
ferry,
for that.
It's not like the ferry leaves early, I promise.
That's right.
Okay, yep. So Santa's Grotto, which is almost compulsory, isn't it?
Yeah, the real northern kind of classic Christmas, and that's the wonderful Anne Simone, who is a Northern American herself, so that's her tradition.
Nice.
And she's creating the grotto up there. And
So the grotto's where?
Up in the Artworks Theatre.
At Artworks.
And there's a Christmas cafe, and we've got Mr. and Ms. Claus in residence, and we have a free gift for every child who comes through there. So I guess the one thing I really want to stress is this event is free. Every part of it is free. And, you know, well, if you choose to go into the shops to buy something, obviously it's not, but everything that we offer in terms of workshops and performances, because I feel at this time of year there's a lot of monetary pressure put on families.
Yeah, definitely.
And being part of a big family myself growing up, it turns into a little bit of a tyranny, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I really want people just to feel they can come along.
Yeah.
Not have to spend any money and enjoy themselves.
There's so much pressure on us these days at the moment that just to have a community event with no money involved and just celebrate togetherness.
Yeah.
Right.
That's kind of at the heart of it, really.
Sausage sizzles, will they be free?
Yes, they're free too. So,
and sand sculptures, that's a great Waiheke tradition.
Yes, well, instead of making snowmen, we can make sand people.
Yeah.
It's kind of inclusive and involves a locally sourced material.
Yeah. Which is left behind.
That's right,
recycled by the tide.
That's it. And Santa is going to come down on the vintage fire truck.
Now, there is... Oh,
so
okay.
That's a great part of the
Waiheke
tradition.
We've got the vintage fire truck.
Uncle
Ron, God bless him. We've got his fire truck involved still.
Yes,
that's great.
Rob and the team are bringing Santa and the elves down to the beach there. And when you get down to the beach, of course, this is where you'll cast your vote for your winning Christmas tree.
Okay.
But the actual path... Te Ara Kerehimiti is marked by a collection of the most beautiful stars that have been painted by the Steiner Kindergarten and School, Te Hurahi, the Waiheke Kindergarten and the Waiheke Community Childcare.
Wow.
And some of them are, you know, purely visual, but some of them have messages and wishes for Christmas as well.
Nice.
So while you're on the path, we encourage people to count the stars.
Okay.
It's always fun, isn't it?
Yes,
counting
it is.
The stars. And they'll lead you all the way down to the beach, and there you'll be able to register your tally along with voting for your tree, and you'll go into a draw for some randomly selected prizes.
Some nice prizzies.
Yes, yeah.
This is the one that concerns me, Tanya, about Christmas karaoke.
Oh, this is great. You know what's really concerning is that I've been trying to get, it's called the Christmas Cracker and Karaoke, and that's the wonderful Nuroa Tehira, and who does a wonderful job, I think every Thursday night down at the bowling club, or was it Tuesday night?
Oh, okay.
I can't remember. But anyway, I've been trying to find various people in the community representing, you know, the broadness and the diversity of our community. And it all starts off very well. I say, what we've got is this wonderful collection of New Zealand children's picture books, and we'd like you to come and select one. And then we'd like you to pick a song for karaoke. And at that stage, you know, it's all going quite well, the conversation, and there's sort of like a sing publicly.
Yeah. Yeah, this is my concern.
But I want to assure anyone who is maybe approached by me that you will not be asked to sing alone. This is not a solo show. This is all about being together.
Yeah, this isn't a reality television show.
No, it's not a reality. And we're not going to be kind of, you know, rejecting you afterwards. We're all going to be singing along, and Nuro is going to have all the words up on the big screen there.
Oh, beautiful. So community sing along.
Yeah. And
absolutely gorgeous.
That's kind of more of the, you know, so this is Christmas and I'm dreaming of it. Jingle bells, that kind of Christmas. The final event up at St. Peter's is more of, oh, come all ye faithful, and, you know, good King Wenceslas went out.
You notice I'm not stopping her. Yes, keep going. So after that karaoke on the beach, then up at St. Peter's.
No, that's at the library,
sorry, at the library. Yes. Then to St. Peter's, the Catholic Church, for arguably more traditional carols.
That's the more traditional carols.
And that is a beautiful thing, isn't it?
So it's one part that many members of the community really love, that opportunity to get together
absolutely.
And sing. And that's kind of part of being part of a culture, is doing these things.
We've had so many groups, from Sister Shout to I can't remember how many amazing performances, as well as the audience singing. And there is something beautiful about Christmas carols.
So we have got members of Sister Shout, V12, and the Choral Society.
And Andy Spence out there in the other half of the studio waving at us going, I'm there too. And if you know how Andy sings, you'll be there.
Yes, he's a great... You're going to be there. That's fantastic, Andy. Great. So they'll be leading us, but it's a sing-along number. And then that's not quite the end, because after singing those songs and following the path, Dark Skies Waiheke are going to be there with their telescope, so you can see if you can find the star.
The Christmas star.
The Christmas star. Before you jump on Robbie's red double-decker bus and we take everybody back up on the Christmas bus and drop them back at Oniroa, which is no doubt where they have left their sleighs and other modes of transport.
Absolutely.
Because I doubt you'll get any small children to walk very far, or even some grown-up ones after a day like that.
Absolutely. So what an amazing bunch of events. From 4 till 9, community get-together for Christmas, the 30th of November, that's a week today. I could talk all day about this and hear you sing, but I know you have to get back to the market, where presumably you're in
Christmas mode. We're selling the lovely cards that are forming the prize pool for the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. It is an incredible... You can win that. Is that right?
Well, no, we've made... That's the image you'll have seen everywhere
I misread that. It says here, this artwork is for sale as Christmas cards.
Yes, that's
at the library. And Greatest Friend, Island Design, True Blue, Ostend Markets, which is where Tanya needs to get back to shortly to keep selling them.
Yeah.
$3 per card, or four for $10. And it is an absolutely gorgeous image with... it would get me back into sending Christmas cards.
Well, it's Oniroa-esque.
It is. So you can see St. Peter's at the far end, the Tui at the front, the beach between, Pohutukawa, the hills of Little Oniroa and Hekarua behind, and a gorgeous sunset as well. So I highly recommend you get down the market and get your Christmas Waiheke Christmas cards. What bit away? Where does that money go?
That goes into the prize pool for the winning Christmas tree. That's right, the organisation who gets chosen by the winning Christmas.
Absolutely wonderful. Tanya Batt, you're amazing. What a huge organisational event, but it looks absolutely superb and I can't wait.
Ah, well, big thanks to the local board for finding funding and all the people who've basically put
in
their time and
energy. I'm sure you're not doing this alone. So big ups to everybody with and behind Tanya for this, if you like, the ongoing evolution of the Waiheke community Christmas experience. Let's thank you very much.